Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
They're Boston's number one afternoon show.
The most powerful sports radio show in New England.
America's number one afternoon sports show.
Yeah, but we're the biggest.
And number one in your heart.
And I just came here to help your ratings.
Sorry, John. Thank you. Don't need it.
Felger and Mass, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Fourth and final hour, Felger and Mass here, presented by DraftKings. All right, first bit that we have here for you. And this is a source close to Brady. I'm not mad. I don't mean to be totally facetious. I don't mean to make it up. But it gives us the reasoning behind Tom Brady and where he's going to go and why he's going to go there. And frankly, this reason makes me want to crap in my own mouth. It's worse to me even than the Bill's not nice to me thing. I am so freaking done with this rationale and this storyline. I can't properly put it into words because I have so much crap in my mouth just thinking about it. But anyway, roll in the source close to Brady, please.
I have communicated with the Brady side that, and not from Tom Brady. But
so stop, hold on. How can you give me that look? That's Zoe. He's
close. I'm not giving you any look.
He's close to Brady.
I'm not giving you any look.
I'm not giving you any look either.
He's close to Brady.
Yeah. I'm not giving you any look.
He's buddies with him.
I know. That man in the corner is giving him a dirty look.
Right. No, I hid my look. I don't know what you're talking about.
I can see. I can feel you hiding it.
I only might have given a look because feels more often than not, with all due respect to Zoe, his information is not great.
Oh, posh. Stop. He says right here, he spoke to someone in the Brady camp.
Yes. But not Brady.
So... Well, I don't know if he specified that.
He did. He said it.
If you listen to the
I'm sorry. Start listening. Sorry, I was
not Tom.
Too busy setting up my thing. All right, go ahead. Vizel, go.
I have communicated with the Brady side that, and not from Tom Brady, but the point of him for next year is wanting to prove people wrong. It's sort of the F everyone. We've had a hell of a run here. We can keep this thing going. Wait until next year. Like, it's part of the, he really means, I will not be wearing one of those red jackets to the Super Bowl next year. But I will be in it. He wants to win and prove everybody wrong, whatever the hell that means, whether it's here or elsewhere. So that cuts the field down to me to two teams.
Those two teams would be?
Here, obviously, being one. Mm. The other, and I've looked at them all. I looked at them all last night. Tennessee. It's here in Tennessee. I think it's a two-team race right now. That's the way I would look at it if I'm him. You want to prove people wrong? You come back and you win it here and you do the ha-ha, ha-ha tour again? Y'all thought I was done? Or you go to Tennessee and you win it with them?
Okay. The ha-ha tour. The ha-ha tour.
More bling.
Are you all not done with the ha-ha tour? Honestly, aren't you... who've been the beneficiary of the ha-ha tour for about 20 years. Be honest. Aren't you a little sick of it? Primarily because you're making it up. You're making up the level of doubt out there about Tom Brady. And I know this because with each successive Do Your Job special after a Super Bowl win, I only see Rob Parker and Max Kellerman. They're running out of tape of people doubting Tom Brady because no one doubts Tom Brady. So this, he wants to prove people wrong and go on a ha-ha tour is made up. It's a false narrative that you create just because you millennial a-holes get off on going, I guess that take didn't age well. That's all you want to do. It's like that's even more important to you than the winning. So aren't you like, you adults out there, aren't you a little sick of that? Especially because it's such bogus, it's a false narrative. Is there anyone out there who thinks Brady can't do it? Like maybe one or two? And as I said earlier, just because you pick against the Patriots in a specific game doesn't mean you think they can't do it. You're just picking the other side because you think they're going to win that game. Like, I picked against the Patriots in the Super Bowl against the Rams, but did I think that the Patriots couldn't do it? Of course not. Of course they can do it. So if Tom Brady comes back and joins up with Bill Belichick, who is going to say, well, they can't do it? That's asinine. Everyone thinks they can do it, that they have the potential to do it. You might pick another team for another reason, but that doesn't mean you think the Patriots can't do it. So you're just making it up. Because you just get off on getting on Twitter and going, bleh. It's just all you want to do, you children. And it's one thing for Brady to use that as motivation. Fine. You know, athletes motivate themselves in certain ways. But it just feeds your crap. And aren't you sick of it?
Yeah, the thing I find annoying about it is if there are those that doubt him, well, he's brought that on himself for the way that he's approached his job the last few years.
But I don't like the way he's approached his job the last couple of years. I don't doubt his ability.
No, how could you?
Well, right.
If he's surrounded by the right coaching and on the right team, he absolutely can win a Super Bowl next year.
Yeah, no question.
Who thinks otherwise?
Yeah, you'd be crazy to count him out.
So who are you talking about? Who are you talking about?
Well, again, it goes back to the Rob Parkers and Max Kellerman.
There's like two guys, and you pound the crap out of them in the Do Your Job special, but you're just making it up. You're finding it's a panelist somewhere who has to take an opinion so they have a show. It's like not even a real opinion there. Wanting to prove people wrong. Who are you talking about? And I don't mean to yell at Zoe, but if that's Brady, who are you referring to? Because there's no one I know out there who thinks you can't do it.
So I'm just playing devil's advocate here a little bit.
It's freaking dumb.
Okay, so, and I don't dispute that. But don't you think this is part of what makes Brady Brady?
Yeah, so if he's using it individually, that's fine. And so I'll go back to that. But I think the fan base picks up on it. Like it,
of course they do.
Oh, my God. It's just so. Maybe reason number one why I want him to go. Because it's like, just come up with a different thing to blow people over. Like, that one's over, and you're just making it up anyway. Because everyone, just about everyone, I mean everyone, thinks you can win. Even if they pick the other team, that doesn't mean they think you have no chance or can't win. Everyone knows that if Tom Brady comes back here with Bill Belichick, they absolutely can win the Super Bowl, and we all expect them to be in the mix because they're that great. Prove people wrong. Good God, find a different thing.
I mean, seriously, at this stage, who's left?
Oh, it's so boring. The ha-ha tour. Again, who's ha-haing you?
I mean, sixth-round pick has won six Super Bowls and been to nine.
Who are you talking about?
Like, who's he really laughing at?
Oh, God, you want to prove people wrong? Go to a different team and win. Now, you will have people who say, well, without Belichick, what is he? Now we're talking. Now you can go on a little bit of a ha-ha tour, and I'll say the same thing about Bill. There's a lot of people out there who think Bill is purely a product of Brady and can't win without Brady.
Hi.
Bill, if you go win at a high level without Brady, now we have something. Now I get a ha-ha tour. At least that's different. At least there's something new there. You're ha-haing a different group of people, and there's actually people who don't think you can do it without Brady, and there's people who think Brady can't do it without Bill, and now there's a different story that I'll take the ha-haing. Fine. But, oh my God, Brady comes back to Belichick and they go, what? They're going to blow through the AFC East and either have the one bye in the conference or the high seed in all these home playoff games and they're going to win and get to the Super Bowl or get close and they're going to turn around and go, oh, you didn't think we could do it. Who are you talking about? Everyone thinks you can do it. Everyone, every single one. So God dang it. I'm so sick of that. The ha-ha tour.
Uh-huh.
That's great. Let's go on a ha-ha tour.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God.
We have a new T-shirt.
Let's go on a ha-ha tour against a group, against people who think you all can do it. Ha-ha! Uh-huh. Everyone thinks you can win. And yet when you win, you're going to turn around and go, ha-ha.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my God. Dang it. But I believe Brady's saying that. And oh, by the way, let me just add one more thing. He's going to go to the Super Bowl next year, but he ain't going to be wearing a red jacket. He's going to be in it. Well, let me ask you then, Tommy boy, what if it's a defense-first team and you're just being asked to game manage and you don't have great weapons and you're not going to throw for 5,000 yards, you're not going to throw for 40 touchdowns, you're going to have middling stats, but you're going to be on a winning team, just sort of like last year, where you contended last year, but you weren't the guy. Does that count? Because you can get to the Super Bowl and not wear the red jacket, but you're not going to be the MVP candidate. Does that count, or do you need to be the MVP candidate on top of it?
No, he wants to be the MVP
candidate. So I'm curious about that. Is it just getting the Super Bowl, or is it about putting up your numbers?
Both.
So let me put that in there as well.
Can't laugh if you have bad numbers.
Oh, right. Oh, the ha-ha tour. That's great. Yeah, that's just the ha-ha tour. Come up with something new, boss. Seriously, come up with something new, Tom.
Uh-huh.
Come up with something new, Patriots fans. That one's a little worn. We got it. We got it. No one doubts you. No one doubts. A lot of people don't like you, but no one doubts you. No one. So you're just making that up. Now, the second item about a potential link to a place where Tom Brady might go.
Yes.
What do we have, Maz?
Okay, so it is my understanding that there is a pizza chain that operates out of multiple cities in the South, different parts of the U.S., but the headquarters happened to be in Nashville, home of the Tennessee Titans. And Brady apparently is a partner, co-owner, investor in this pizza chain and is very friendly with the owner. So the, I don't know, I'm just throwing it out there.
What's the name of the pizza chain? Are you allowed to say?
Yeah, Desano Pizza, from what I'm told. DesanoPizza.com. You can find it there. DesanoPizza.com.
Pretty good food porn. I'm checking.
Yeah, it is. Right, it is. It looks like good pizza. And I'm told that Tom himself likes to sample this pizza every now and then.
Bull crap.
Flies in the face of TB12.
Bull crap. You know how many carbs are in a slice of pizza? It's also the deep. It's the Neapolitan, right?
Yes. Yeah.
So you know how many carbs are in that? Forget about that. Not TB12 compliant. Yeah. Well, you can't.
Well, you don't think he cheats?
Not a lot.
He cheats every now and then, I bet. After seeing those pictures of him in South America last year, it looks like he was cheating plenty.
I think you're overplaying that.
Well, okay. Why don't you add in the other thing you knew about him? He has them flown in.
Yeah, I heard he has the pizzas flown in.
What kind of sourcing are we getting here? This is good stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, I got moles in the... I'm Italian.
In the pizza industry.
Seriously, I'm Italian.
Pizza boy over there.
No, I do. I got connections in the pizza world. I'll tell you a story about my rehearsal dinner some night. Seriously, we weren't able to have it, but it's a long story.
But this is for real.
This is for real. Yeah, Brady is a partner in this pizza chain. Apparently, it's highly regarded. He's buddies with the guy who's the owner, and he's a partner in the business. And the headquarters are based out of Nashville. Now, look, I'm not trying to dump over our own little quote unquote scoop or slice in this particular place. Tom, by the way, hold it like a slice of pizza. Okay, there's a little tip for you. But you know, Brady's probably an investor and a partner in lots of things. Mm-hmm. But this particular place, good friend of his. Headquartered in Nashville, Brady likes his stuff, has had it flown in. Vrabel's in Tennessee, Desano Pizza's in Nashville, Tennessee, the Titans are in Tennessee. You do the math.
Okay.
I don't know how to spell it out for you any better than that.
I like it.
You just spelled it out. You know what it spells? Ha-ha tour. All right, so there's your Brady reset. Your calls after this.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or Gambling Help LineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything. And that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
It's Felger and Maz on 98.5 The Sports Hub. Follow these guys on Twitter at Felger and Maz.
I think everybody needs to understand at what level Derek Carr played last year, okay? The guy completed 70% of his passes. He had almost a 3-to-1 touchdown interception ratio. I think we're number 11 in the league in total yards. We were 7th in third down conversions. We did a lot of really good things on offense last year. The disconnect was we didn't score a lot of points. You're 11 in yards and 24 in points. There's an issue. It's defense. It's special teams. It's not scoring in the red zone, and it's not scoring in goal to goal, okay? So, to me, those are the issues. Derek Carr played at a high level. I'm very happy with Derek Carr. What I've told everybody I've been in touch with since the day I took this job is we're going to evaluate every position every year. And if we can get better, we will. And guys get tired of me saying that, but that's really what I told Mark Davis before I took the job, and that's my mantra.
All right, that's Mike Mayock giving something less than a full endorsement to Derek Carr. I mean, he says the problems weren't his fault, and he played at a high level. But he's quick to add, if we can get better, we will. So that's leaving the door open for Tom Brady or someone else on the Raiders. Mike Vrabel, furthermore, with the Tennessee Titans, which feels like now the leader in the clubhouse for Tom Brady, is asked the same thing today about Ryan Tannehill, and here's his answer.
Ryan did a lot of great things for us. He came in a tough situation, led our football team, and all those players that have expiring contracts, that's John's job and my job to help put our football team together, and we continue to have those conversations.
Okay, so that's hardly a ringing endorsement for Ryan Tannehill as his next quarterback.
I mean, really, again, if you listen to that answer, like really word by word, boy, does he talk around that. I mean, that is like, it's our job to put the team together, players with expiring contracts. Oh, man, he's not committing at all.
So the Raider, and so here's the Titans GM, John Robinson, on Ryan Tannehill.
I'm sorry, say that again.
Do you envision Ryan being your starter in 2020?
We'll see how that goes. Yeah, his contract's up. So we'll have those contract negotiations with a lot of our players. And like I said, I want to try to keep as many of those guys on the team as possible. But the 2020 Titans, they're going to look different than the 2019 Titans. That's the way it is.
So that was even
2019 Titans look different than the 2018 Titans. There's rookies that come in. There's trades that happen. There's free agency. There's waiver claims. And we told our team that. And they understand that.
So he's even less committal there, where he says we have a lot of free agents and we will begin those contract negotiations. He never says they're going to begin contract negotiations with Ryan Tannehill.
Right. He says with those players.
With those players. So they are, Tannehill's done there. And if you want to say, well, he's just posturing because he's a free agent, well, this is what he said about Derrick Henry, the running back. Listen to this quote. Derrick had a great year for us. He led the league in rushing. He built off the second half of 2018 that he had. He cares about his teammates. He works hard. He's great in the community. So we're going to work through that one and do everything we can to keep him around. Did they say that about Ryan Tannehill?
No, again, they spoke specifically about Henry there, not in general terms.
Okay, so I'll give you one more. Lance Lynn, the LA Chargers, was asked about, I'm just going to paraphrase the conversation, would he be interested in Tom Brady? He's not allowed to speak about specific players, but he did say, well, we're going to keep all of our options open.
Yeah.
And then he was asked about, does he want a mobile quarterback? They have Tyrod Taylor out there. He says, do you need a quarterback, a mobile quarterback? Do you want a mobile quarterback? And he says, well, there's a guy out in New England who doesn't move very well, who seems to have done pretty well. And so, like, the LA Chargers pretty much putting on a neon billboard that they're open for business on Tom Brady. So Brady has landing spots. There's no question about it.
There was another good one, too. I mentioned to you during the commercial break. Just talk about tampering. So Bruce Arians, head coach with Tampa, was asked, any examples of NFL quarterbacks you'd pick up the phone for in free agency? And Arians said, quote, Tom Brady, Phillip Rivers, he's another guy. We'll see.
Buccaneers are pretty much telling you. Boy, if this were the NBA, you'd have five teams fired for, fined for tampering today.
I mean, technically, Brady's still under contract.
You're not allowed to put his name in your mouth. You're not allowed to say it.
But in his case, I would argue more than others because of those void years. Like, those years don't void until the 18th, right? So
that's right. No, he's under contract. That's right. You can't talk about him.
I mean, it's like, that comment from Arians is unbelievable.
Awesome. Now, Phillip Rivers is technically under contract, too, but the Chargers have already said he's gone, and it's a little different. But, yeah, I don't think you're allowed to do that. So, anyway, there's that. Here's Tim and Hull on the Ha Ha Tour. Go ahead, Tim.
Hey, I just want to say on the whole, ha-ha tour. So I feel like in years past, I think it was more of a ha-ha tour, you know, pointing the finger in people's faces like, oh, we did it, we can still do it. I feel like this year we actually have something to prove, you know what I mean?
No.
That's more my take on it.
I don't. Look, if Brady comes back here, it's not like you're going to be Super Bowl favorite. That's going to be Kansas City. And you may not be favored every week, all right? So, like, people may pick against you in a given game. But that's different than saying no one thinks you can do it. Let me tell you something. Pretty much everyone thinks you can do it. That's not to say you will or that you'll be favored to do it. And just because someone picks against you in a given game doesn't mean they think you can't do it. They just have to pick a side. You got to pick a game. And producers get up your ass about don't be a facilitator, make a stand, pick a game. So you pick the side. It's a 3-point game. You got to pick a team. That doesn't mean people think you can't do it. But that's what you turn it into, and it's really freaking lame is what it is.
I mean, this caller, too, he made it sound more about the Patriots than Brady. Like, you know, now the Patriots are on a ha-ha tour.
I mean, even if they're the same outfit they were last year, which is below their standards, they were one defensive stop away from having a bye, which means all that entails home game against a tomato can AFC title game. They were all one stop against Ryan Fitzpatrick away from being right there. So if Brady came back, and even if they have the same team that's limited, why would I not think that that's, of course that's in the cards. I'd be an idiot to think that they can't. Of course they can do it. But, you know, the way you guys can become a ha-ha tour. Well, it's just ridiculous. Chris and Raynham on the ha-ha tour. Go ahead, Chris.
You want to know why there's always a ha-ha tour? It's because of you two and your propaganda in this town since 2009. You've created this thing where everyone feels like they're against the Patriots. You guys literally just said, no one's going to be on a ha-ha tour. And then your next sentence was, is Brady going to be able to handle being a facilitator? Is Brady going to be able to handle not throwing it all the time? No, because that's not how you win a game. You don't win football games like they did last year. You can't just put everything into the defense and nothing into the offense and win football games. So, no, Brady's not going to be fine with that. So, Brady would need some weapons or some semblance of an offense around him.
So, hold on, Chris.
Selfish.
You don't think Brady would be okay being a game manager and winning a championship?
Then that's not, you don't win championships that way. And if you say they did the year before, you can't say that because he went into Kansas City, the toughest home environment in the league, and won that game almost single-handedly.
There are definitely quarterbacks. There's definitely quarterbacks who've won. I'm not telling you that it's common. I think more often than not, the great quarterback wins. But there are occasions where guys are game managers and the team wins championships. It happens. It almost happened this year with Garoppolo. And they were halfway through the fourth quarter leading that game, and that almost happened. So don't tell me it doesn't happen or it couldn't happen, and it could obviously happen here. It happened here in 2001. So it happens. And that's what I'm curious about. As Zoe says, you know, the source close to Brady tells Zoe that he's going to be in the Super Bowl this year, but he ain't going to be wearing a red jacket, and that's what's most important to him, so then he can go on the ha-ha tour. Well, so let me ask you, if he comes back to New England and they try and win just the way they did last year, and they almost pulled it off, defense first, and he's a game manager, is that okay with him?
No.
So don't tell me it's all about...
Last year was just proof that it's not.
So don't tell me it's all about going to the Super Bowl, because you were a contending team last year, and apparently that wasn't good enough for you.
I also, look, I mean, you know, Chris has called the show for a long time. I don't think Brady won the game in Kansas City single-handedly. I mean, I don't like that comment either. Now, look, he was huge when they needed him to be. But did he win it single-handedly?
No.
They ran over the Chiefs in the first half.
And if not for Dee Ford, you could make the case he could have single-handedly lost it for you.
He was 6 inches away and some numbskull lining up offsides from throwing 3 interceptions, including one in the end zone. So, like, but he was great when he had to be in certain situations. I know. Does that mean he goes on the ha-ha tour now? Because I'd say he almost threw 3 interceptions, which is just a fact. Like, it just gets nuts.
I mean, to me, again, that's like the ideal situation for Brady now.
Ha-ha tour.
Don't put too much on his shoulders during the regular season. And then in the big spots when you need him, he'll come through.
But I still think he's capable of a prolific season.
If he had the right weapons, sure.
And most everyone does. Most everyone knows that if he has good health and a good surrounding cast and good coaching, that he can light you up. Who thinks otherwise? Is there anyone out there who doesn't believe that?
I'll tell you, he makes so much sense for Tennessee the more that you think about it and you just mention it.
But I'm just stuck on this. So who's he proving wrong? If I just said this to you, he's on a good team with good coaching, surrounded by the right cast, and he's healthy. Who out there thinks he can't light you up? Is there anyone out there who thinks he can't light you up?
The haters, Mike.
Who's it? Who? Name them. Who is he proving wrong if he does that?
Max Kellerman.
I mean, like, there's one or two guys, and then when you after that, what you're going to run? You're running out of guys to put in your stupid DVDs.
Two guys in America.
I mean, seriously. I'm sorry.
Don't forget Nick Wright too. Yeah.
What were you just about to say?
No, because as you said, you know, he can still light it up with the right people, which triggered the thought in my head. It's exactly what Tennessee's missing. I mean, they got to deal with Deshaun Watson now, right? They're in the same division. That's an obstacle. However useless the coach is down there, the Texans are going to be able to put up points. They have a quarterback who can make plays. So they need to get a quarterback who can make use of some of the weapons they have. Like, I haven't even delved into that part of it because I've been so focused on the Brady-Vrabel connection.
And the pizza shop.
And the pizza shop. I mean, again, Brady loves that pizza. That DeSano pizza.
He can't love that pizza. He can't love it too much.
Yeah, don't believe that.
He's a freaking mess.
You're a sucker if you believe everything he says about that diet.
Seriously,
he eats,
he's human.
He drinks.
Have you seen his size? These guys, he looks freaking skeletal.
Skeletal.
Skeletal. Why can't I say that?
I don't know why you can't say
that. He looks skeletal. He does. Look at his face. Look how pinched his face is. The guy is a rail.
It's not like that every day.
You don't get to be a rail at 43 eating pizza. You can't.
So I'm telling you.
He's taking drugs or he's making himself throw up after he eats it. I have no idea. Maybe he's bulimic. I have no clue.
You look at their social media, though. This DeSano Pizzeria down in Nashville. He and the family are all over it.
There's no way she eats it. There's no chance.
Why is there a black and white photo of her walking out with 1, 2, 4 pies and Benny?
Yo, where's the picture of her eating it? She can't eat that stuff. There's no way she eats that stuff.
Every
single skinny woman in America is carb phobic. You're out of your mind.
For the most part.
Oh, you're making it. What do you think? She's sitting there eating it for breakfast or eating it before she goes to bed at night?
She may pick the cheese off a little bit and have a little bit of the cheese or some of the vegetables on it. There's no way she goes for the full crust. No way.
Oh, can't. Please.
You can
she
have a
has
slice.
A slice.
No, you can't.
Every
no, you can't.
Yes,
no,
can.
You can't. No,
of course she does.
No,
no, you're
yes,
just trying to
does.
Justify your psychotic existence.
Yeah, right.
Carbs.
It's what it takes. It's what it takes. It takes full commitment.
Yeah, and then she goes to the GNC or whatever place you go to, and she buys something that makes her crap it out.
Her stuff is 10 times stronger than this stuff I get. 10 times. I want what they're having so I can have the pizza. But they don't. They don't eat the pizza. But I'm the investment thing, I guess that's real.
I'm telling you, Brady is in on DeSano Pizza. And apparently has it flown into him.
Here's Murray's.
So I am going to see if I can get in on a little of that.
Here's Murray's update.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Mike Felger, Tony Maserati, making your afternoon commute better.
Throw some, Felger. How about a mea culpa? You are wrong. Running backs do matter.
Or worse.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay him.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
I have communicated with the Brady side that, and not from Tom Brady, but the point of him for next year is wanting to prove people wrong. It's sort of the F everyone. We've had a hell of a run here. We could keep this thing going. Wait until next year. Like, it's part of the, he really means, I will not be wearing one of those red jackets to the Super Bowl next year. But I will be in it. He wants to win and prove everybody wrong. Whatever the hell that means, whether it's here or elsewhere. So that cuts the field down to me to two teams.
Those two teams would be?
Here, obviously, being one. The other, and I've looked at them all. I looked at them all last night. Tennessee. It's here in Tennessee. I think it's a two-team race right now. That's the way I would look at it if I'm him. You want to prove people wrong? You come back and you win it here and you do the ha-ha tour again? Y'all thought I was done? Or you go to Tennessee and you win it with them?
It's all in the midday. Beal and Zolak 10 to 2. Not ripping him. I mean, he's getting it from the Brady camp. How do you go on the ha-ha tour in New England? Bill Belichick and Tom Brady roll through the AFC East and go to the Super Bowl. Who are you ha-haing? Who would be surprised if that happened? It's been happening for 20 years. There's no FU tour there.
Yeah, Felgen, the doubters.
Oh, there's no doubters.
Yeah, there's still odd doubters.
There's no, Felgen. There aren't. There's not. There's people who hate you, which I can see. That makes sense. But who thinks you can't do it? No one.
You do, Felgen.
You're making it up. Now, if you want to go on an FU tour, you think I couldn't do it, a ha-ha tour, go win with the Dolphins. Go win with the Raiders. Go win with Anthony Lynn and the L.A. Chargers.
And then you're ha-haing Bill Belichick.
Now we're talking. Take a different team and a different coach. Take that team to the Super Bowl. And then you can ha-ha some people. Fine, you get to ha-ha Bill. That's the one that counts.
Ooh, it doesn't ever.
Okay, so now we're talking. But I don't think him coming back and winning here, what does that prove?
Nothing.
It proves nothing. He's proven he can play at an old age. He's proven he can play with Belichick and surrounded by the right cast. He's proven he can win in the AFC East and get to the AFC and win home playoff games. And that's not to say that he does it every year, but like this last one. But no one will be surprised if they do it this year if he comes back. That's proving nothing. So, I'm sorry. You want the ha-ha tour? Go somewhere else.
Well, and the best...
And then I'll take the ha-ha tour. I'll enjoy the ha-ha tour.
Yeah, and the best part of that is there's also a chance that Bill Belichick could be on a ha-ha tour.
Right.
Like,
we all get to go on a ha-ha tour.
Yeah, seriously, I'm all for the ha-ha.
But just not this one. Give me a different tour. Give me a different subject. No one doubts the Patriots. No one. No one. Not even Max and Rob Parker. They don't. They're on a show where it's a point-counterpoint show, so someone's got to take the other side. In their heart of hearts, they know you can do it, and you know that too. Clemen Chelmsford has been waiting patiently on the Patriots quarterbacks. Go ahead, Clem.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Good.
So, you know, Tom Brady is 43, and I think it's important to mention that, you know, he's one snap away from being, you know, done for his career. So I think, and I told you this last training camp, A.J. McCarron has the greatest upside. You might catch Jim Plunkett in a bottle. All right, discuss.
Okay, babe. I like the thought of A.J. McCarron.
Me too.
No. He's been on how many teams now? Five. He had his shot. He had it with Cincinnati. It didn't happen.
Not really, though, Murray.
And he's now like 30. He's into his... No. A.J. McCarron's just another backup. He's done. No.
We're I not think he's played
no,
six
we're not making...
games?
Yeah,
how many starts has he made?
Stinks.
He hasn't played enough.
And
I'm sorry.
He doesn't deserve another chance. No.
I'm still intrigued by A.J. McCarron.
No,
I think
you're a
he's because he was a winner in college.
Ooh.
He's been on three teams, and none of them are any good. It's like,
how many games he played?
He's played 14. This one doesn't have the starts. Oh, standby.
Had a shot to start in Buffalo. And couldn't even win the job there. You just won because of the hot wife, Maz.
That's got nothing to do with her. It's the pedigree. I like guys like that who can win.
So then if you want someone who won in college... that played at Alabama, then you should be into them drafting Tua Tagovailoa.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that. They have he has four starts. And he get cut in camp in Buffalo because he doesn't have...
Yeah.
He spent 4 years in Cincinnati, spent a cup of coffee with Oakland, cup of coffee with Houston. So he's been coached by Marvin Lewis, not even John Gruden, Gruden in 18 then?
Yeah.
And then the Dingleberries there in Houston. It's not like he's had the best crack at this. I don't know. I like the profile in that you're not paying him anything. Now you're paying Stidham nothing, $600,000, and you're paying McCarron maybe $1.5 million, and you get to reset the position. You're not committed to anyone. I mean, as much as I would like Andy Dalton to come in here to do the ha-ha tour with Andy Dalton, you're still paying him $10 to $17 million. You're giving up a draft pick to get him. It's like, well, that sort of defeats the purpose to me. I'm going to start all over financially at the position, if anything. And so I like the idea of a guy who could start, but who's not going to make any money. And A.J. McCarron fits that profile perfectly.
Yeah, look, I'm with Dalton, I assume that they would redo that deal. I don't know, maybe I'm wrong for that.
But I just don't know how low you can go if he's going to be a starter. You can't pay him under $10 million to be a starter.
Okay, but $10 million's okay. I mean, you're still saving a lot of dough there. You know, 1 year, $10 million on a quarterback, I'll take a shot with that, with a guy who's been around and who basically, you know, went 9-7, 10-6 every year with Marvin Lewis, for crying out loud. He's got a winning record in his career.
I keep asking you this. I forget the answer. I think I know it. Dalton or Marcus Mariota?
Dalton.
Mariota.
Dalton.
Mariota. Mariota's won a playoff game. Mariota went into Kansas City and won a playoff game. That matters. Dalton had four cracks at it and is 0-4.
Andy Dalton's first 5 years in the league. 9-7, 10-6, 11-5, 10-5-1, 10-3. I mean, that's pretty good. That's pretty good. And then he got Marvin Lewis. And then since that time, the Bengals have sucked eggs.
Eifert, he's at AJ Green. He's had legitimate weapons to pad those stats with. He sucks.
Yeah, and he's won. In the early part of his career, he won. In his career, he's 70-61. I'll take that.
I like the thought of Andy Dalton. I think I might like the thought of Marcus Mariota more. I think he's got more upside.
Oh, he blows.
And it's what it is, you know, Marcus, and I think Mariota's going to get more money, but the pitch is 1 year, I'll give it $10 million, 1 year, but this is your rehabilitation tour. This is your ha-ha tour. We'll win the division, go deep in the playoffs, then you go as a free agent and go bank and go make your money somewhere else. This is your chance to rehabilitate who you are and get your career back.
So think of what we know about Marcus Mariota. Okay, think of what we know. The Tennessee Titans benched him for Ryan Tannehill and almost went to the Super Bowl.
Yes.
Okay,
mm-hmm.
So Mariota with the same team went 2-4. Mariota blows. He blows. He's not a leader. He blows.
Now I want him.
James in Boston. Go ahead, James.
Hey, guys. I was just calling regarding you're looking for another name for it. It's a business tour for Brady. And it's come down to two teams, and I think really one team overshadows the other. Chargers versus the Raiders. And there's a few different reasons that I can point out here. From a marketing standpoint with the Chargers, you can do due diligence for advertisers right now. I'm sure they've already done it. And I think the Chargers are going to come up with a huge, huge, because they were a pure fan-based team.
Right, James, let me stop you. I think Brady makes the most sense to the Chargers for the Chargers. There may not be another team in the league that needs him more than the Chargers.
From a business standpoint.
So if you're saying to me, what team needs Brady the most? The LA Chargers.
That's why I think they're going to make him the biggest offer.
I mean, Vegas needs him, but they don't need him. They're sold out in their stadium. They got wait lists already for their season tickets. They're already in Vegas, and they're already a hit in Vegas with or without Brady. So they need him, but not like the Chargers. The Chargers are struggling to sell, struggling to get a market share there. They need him.
I mean, and when I say I think they'll make him the biggest offer, let me amend that. They should make him the biggest offer. They should be the team that absolutely tries to knock him over with a mountain of money. And you know what? If I'm Brady and I have Vegas and Tennessee on the table as well as the Patriots, I'd still say no.
Harry and Worcester, what do you got for me?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, what I got. Basically, Felge, you're driving your own agenda here, man, with respect to trying to drive Brady out of town. You know, it's clear, and I'm not even a Brady lover or supporter or anything like that. No, I'm a Pats fan, but you're trying to drive him out of town, man.
Why? I mean, what's my agenda?
Well, because your agenda is you keep beating the drum.
No, but why?
You know, you're baiting them. It's like, you know, you know their people are listening and that, you know, everyone listens to the Sports Hub. And you just keep beating that drum, and you're trying to drive your agenda.
So my agenda is to get...
I don't think you have as much, you know, you realize, you probably do, how much, you know, like, sway you have. Your station has, and I think it's, you know, pretty obvious that you're trying to drive them out of town.
Okay, but again, why? And you're saying to get people to listen, which, fine. That is my agenda, to get you to listen. 100% true. 100%. More interesting if he goes somewhere else. I'm all for a ha-ha tour. I just can't have the same one for 20 straight years. I need a different ha-ha tour. So that's all, yes.
So when you're trying to drive them out of town, and I don't dispute the effort... No, I mean, I commend you for it. I sort of feel the same way, frankly. I mean, you know, if we're going to lay them all on the table.
I mean, he's going to be just fine. He's going to go somewhere else and kill it financially and maybe be a great player, and it's going to be a great story. So, like, it's not like we're, you know, trying to destroy the guy.
Okay, so here's the part I don't get. I think it'd be good for Brady, too, frankly. I've said this. I'm, you know, if it were bad for Brady, then I would say he'd never do it. Not in a million years. But you're trying to drive him out of town. Do you think Brady would let you drive him out of town? In other words, just because you want him out, do you think Brady would leave?
Caller says we have a lot of influence there, Maz.
On Brady?
I mean, look, I would tend to disagree with him, yes.
We're talking about the greatest quarterback who's ever played.
I think our influence on Tom Brady is somewhere between zero and zero.
But if there is any, Tom, go to Vegas. Like, Tom, go. Go, please. We need a more fun story. Please.
If I were Vegas. Tom Brady and you, Michael Felger, what's your middle initial?
Allen.
Michael A. Felger. We know what the A is for. Michael A. Felger. If I were Tom Brady and you, Michael A. Felger, were trying to drive me out of town, you know what I would do?
Stay.
I'd come back and go on a ha-ha tour. That's
yes,
what I would
exactly.
do. I would ha-ha you.
And you all get your ha-ha tour. Thus concludes this portion of the program. Coming up next is the final word.
Felger Maz. Sports. Austin's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with the solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
Felger's expert analysis.
Not from this talk radio crazy.
Maz's hard-hitting questions.
What am I, like the freaking abrasive police here?
The caller's bringing knowledge to the table.
Maz, the adults are talking.
It's time to recap this four-hour show in 4 minutes. It's the final word on Felger and Maz on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Final word brought to you by Town Fair Tire. If you're looking for the best deal on tires, there is only one place to go. That's Town Fair Tire. The best prices and great free services. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire.
Nobody, Murray.
Nobody.
Nope.
All right, it wasn't just all about Tom Brady and the Ha Ha Tour and him going to Nashville to be a pizza pitch man today. There was actually some Red Sox talk, and there was a couple of articles that drew the ire of both Mike and Tony. And here is Maz on the pitching from the bullpen in 2020, a particular article by one Chris Gasper.
Gasper's column, suddenly, Sox bullpen is the start. Betting on this team's bullpen seems like a safer Vegas wager than gambling on the sustainability of the rotation, to which I vehemently disagree. I would say they both suck. That's what I would say, looking at Gasper. And then Gasper goes, like, really? All of a sudden the bullpen's a strength? Like, who wrote this? John Henry? Chris Gasper contributed to this report? Did someone cut Gasper's nuts off, or did he do it himself and leave it in the fitting room at Neiman Marcus? Jesus. That's what I want to know. Which one was it? It was a bumpy road out of the bullpen early in 2019, he writes, leading to a lot of blown saves that left the Sox tied with Oakland for most of the majors. But the Sox turned a perceived weakness into strength, uncovering a quality closer in Brandon Workman.
Come on.
What? When? When did that happen? Like, I don't remember that. Do you? When did they uncover a quality closer?
I mean, he was all right.
Yeah, but when? Brings me to this paragraph. After the All-Star break last season, the Sox ranked top 10 in the majors in opponent OPS, hits allowed per nine innings, and inherited runners scoring percentage by relievers. Key phrase there? After the All-Star break. You know why? Because they were out of it. That's why. That's why those numbers are good, because the games didn't matter. Like, all of a sudden, Gasper, the bullpen's good? That's what we're going to say?
What's stronger, the rotation or the bullpen?
They both suck.
Now that's a take Adam Jones can wrap his head around.
Yeah, seriously. Did you hear him crap all over the 1980 Olympic team last night?
I heard the midday mention it.
Yeah, overrated achievement.
It's only been, Jones, right?
It's been dubbed the meh Rickle on ice is now how we're referring to it.
There was some great stuff on Twitter last night from this. Do we even believe in miracles?
Meh. I mean, it's just the whole sport. I have a hard time taking seriously when Zamboni drivers are winning games. I just have a hard time taking it seriously.
So that's the basis of the take?
Yeah. How much of a miracle is it that the U.S. beat the Soviets when you just roll whoever, the popcorn vendor, out of the stands and you can win a hockey game?
That's like, a fair point.
How impressive was that?
All right, what do you got for us tonight?
Miracle on ice.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. HelplineMA.org.
There's always a reason for better health, and here's Carlo with his.
My program with Awaken 180 actually started when my daughter was born, and at that time, I was over 300 pounds. I felt I owed it to her to better myself and my family, of course. And I'll never forget, it was my fourth week. I came in, and my goals for that week were not met. And they found the positive in everything, and that was the biggest thing for me. Awaken 180 has provided me confidence, not only in my day-to-day eating, it's my day-to-day role as a father, as a friend. And that's something that for the longest time, I didn't have.
The benefits are endless after losing weight with Awaken 180. Carlo dropped his 84 pounds, and he did it in under 4 months. Scale results, life results, with a solution for weight loss online at awaken180weightloss.com.
The Dave McGilvery Finish Strong Foundation's goals are to inspire and empower youth across New England and beyond to increase physical activity, expand literacy, and build community and self-esteem through running, reading, and performing acts of kindness. Join us in our mission to empower youth through fitness and education. With your support, we can provide the opportunities for youth to cross their own finish line one step at a time. Together, we can build a stronger, healthier future. Go to DaveMcGilveryFoundation.org for more information.